The ice rink is being converted from a barn and is seeking approval as a low-impact permit, which is decided by County Development Director Pat Putt. The Snyderville Commission was headed for a positive recommendation, but continued action to their next meeting to get final language from their staff setting conditions. They heard from four or five neighbors in a public hearing. We talked to Snyderville Commissioner B. Peck, who said noise from the rink equipment was a concern.
I don't know that all of us on the commission were aware that it actually had already was partially constructed and that some of the refrigeration equipment was already up and running, and therefore the neighbors were talking about that they were hearing the air conditioning units, which are of commercial grade. So when they brought up noise factors, also some visual screening of some of the equipment, the commission felt that staff needed to talk with them, the applicant, about some noise mitigation. I think they're still under probably what's the nuisance level of the county ordinances, but nonetheless, in order to be good neighbors, they were very willing to see what kind of damping materials they could use.
They will also set a condition that says the use is for the residential family and not for any commercial use.
And it is for private use, and no, they're not planning on having public use, if you will, or hockey team competitions or even practice facilities. The applicant emphasized that it was just for the his private use with his family. He, of course, you know, can invite people over, as anyone can, to their own home, but it was stressed to him that this, you know, hopefully the use was going to be minimal.
On another item, they also approved a maintenance building on Summit Water's treatment plant facility near Jeremy Ranch. Peck said that came with a mandate to clean up the area.
Yeah, that's a happy circumstance. a couple of our commissioners had gone over and looked at it, and no aspersions in Summit Water, but the place was a mess. So they're going to make a big effort to actually get their lot cleaned up. Any kind of spillover outside their property lines, they're going to clean up immediately. That was a condition we placed on them to restore any of the small hillside vegetation, anything that's sort of been spoiled by, let's say, piles of dirt.
Snyderville Planning Commissioner B. Peck. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.